They don't even talk about it. And the prison system is terrible.
That's the same way in Atlanta, though. I mean, they do have a work program out in Stone Mountain where they let the guys go out and, you know, work on the roads and clean up the highways around the park. But it seemed to work out pretty well. You know, there's a couple people that take advantage of it. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, he has, since this started, he hasn't had any trouble at all. Mm-hmm. He has about 18 in the jail that's going out. He's having boys. And we have a bulk timber company out here. There's a man that has a putwood business. And I think nearly all of them work out there.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of Billy's. And he's been worked out real well so far. Just knock on wood. I just hope he don't.
Well, that's
I can
good.
See one get escaping. Running away.
Well, they're getting working experience when
they
do get out.
Well, and two, some of them are married men, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, their money can go home. Their wives can stay at home and take care of the home and family instead of having to get out and work.
Yeah.
And you see, all the money that they make goes to their home. They get just a small portion of what they make, and then the other goes to their families
well,
and keeps their families going, you see, while they are in there.
Uh-huh. So when they get out, they have a chance to...
Yes, uh-huh. But, you know, that's the sad part. I'm sure it is up where you're from. This just so, of course, in a small town like this, it's worse than a larger town, but there's so many people who don't even want to give them a second chance.
That's terrible.
Terrible. It just burns me up when I think about it. Because I just feel like that we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody in the world that hasn't made a mistake.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the only person that did never make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And he was willing to forgive.
Yeah.
And why can't people forgive?
I don't know.
And it makes it hard. Now there's about three of them down there that broke in the store down here. They were from all three from broken homes, and stole a lawnmower and a few other things. And those three were the first three that he sent to school. And they were the first three that was baptized. They've all been baptized in the bowl over there.
Mm-hmm.
We had the preacher from Demopolis. We had the Church of Christ preacher down here, and our preacher, and there's two preachers from Demopolis that comes is one, and then the mental health man comes from up there every day.
Mm-hmm.
Psychiatrist.
Yeah. Is he
Baker.
Talk with him?
He says he's done him a lot of good. He said, Mother, don't you want to come down there? I said, well, I think he'd help me. He's been trying to get Beauty, his wife, to go over there. She has migraine headaches.
Uh-huh.
Just something terrible. And he's been trying to get her to go over there and talk to Mr. Haley, but she hadn't been yet. He said, I don't think she'll ever go. It's the idea.
Yeah.
It's just the idea of the thought of talking to a psychiatrist, I guess. Because he does. He's with him every day, all day, you know, when he's over there and part of the time.
This is part of the business?
Yeah,
That's just
part of the programming. But Billy thoroughly enjoys talking with him.
Mm-hmm. That's really good that he does get him out.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because locking a person in a cell, I mean, it's like locking an animal away.
Yeah.
You can't train an animal locked in a cell.
It's the truth.
Just like a human being.
And there's some of them, you know, like I said, it's their first. But we had court last week, spring court. They had seven first-degree murderers, murder cases, for the first time in the history of Marengo County that they've had that many at one time.
Yeah.